We were aware some years ago, 4 years ago, when we looked at our we're a membership body. So traditionally, we were those people at the far side, phase one and two, traditional telecare services and traditional telecare suppliers of technology. But we do know to go into the digital world, it's going to open lots of opportunities and enrich in people's lives. So thanks, Joe, that the scene that you've set there is our issue. Nationally, our body is supported by our new president, who's signed for 4 years, who knows what the challenge is in care and support. He's been in government, Paul Burstow, and he's leading some of the strategic work that we're looking to get out to yourselves and other providers, not about just the technology shift, but what does digital really give us? Last year, 2016, you'll have all seen this white paper. If you haven't, go onto our website and have a look at it. But it certainly set the scene about what we needed to do as the industry body of leading that technology-enabled care shift. And one of the main things in this white paper was to look at a digital shift. So what is that roadmap? How will we take that digital move from analog into digital? Not only from a technology perspective, but also from a service perspective. Liz mentioned the sponsoring and coordination of Innovation Agency, and lots of other partners came into a think tank in June. We had people like Ofcom, because that's a big player, and Steve's going to talk in a bit more detail. But we had lots of the other providers and service providers, NHS Digital, etc., Scottish Government, all coming together to look at what's needed. And there is a roadmap for digital migration to tech, and Steve's going to talk in detail about what that is. But we need to look at the opportunities for the new care offer. What is that? You're going to hear from Carol Hughes, one of our members from the Liverpool Hospital Trust, how she's really embedding telehealth across Liverpool. We're going to have a meeting this week about then how we embed it within the telecare provision to look at more prevention services. We also, one of the key things, we're a standards body. So outside of regulation, we work on all the standards boards in Europe, but we also, where we have the accreditation service that we've had around for 21 years. Regulation standards is paramount. Safety and quality of service is one of our key ambitions. Our piece of work has been supported on MOUs from Scottish Government and also at a senior level from NHS Digital. TSA has to work in partnership. This is a great example today how, you know, the HSNs have come together. We're working with lots of HSNs up and down the country, but that's one of the partners in our raft of, you know, key players. But they're not partners that we just have passing MOUs. It's fundamental pieces of work, like working with the ambulance services where there's some risk and service delivery, working with the National Fire Chiefs, working with Scottish Government and NHS Digital. Collaboration and working together on projects, working with the ACH Alliance, is really important, and we're really keen to talk about the piece of work that you're doing in Spain. But this is our quality standards framework. Just like anything else, when we're moving into analog digital, the standards that we set 21 years ago have evolved over that period. But we've launched this brand new quality, safety and security framework, which was launched in August. We've had about 13 to 14 organisations going through the testbed, and this is really looking at the outcomes. So we talk about technology. Steve's in the audience, but it's about putting people first and looking at what difference it really makes to that person in their home or the carers. This framework starts to guide organisations to measure those outcomes. And I'm sure Carol, maybe at the end of her presentation, will experience talk about the experience she's had. So this is really, really important. If you're delivering services in the community, you've got to think about how safe they are. In CQC, we're working with CQC at the moment, because regulation, there's a gap between regulation and how safe services are delivered in the community. And as digital expands and we do deliver more digital services, we need to make sure that they're safe and they're delivered at a high standard. So if you want to know anything more about the quality standards framework, my staff is out there in the exhibition area. Please go and have a chat to them about what you're doing in your communities. In February, our minister, so he's not the minister now, and the new minister's coming in, Jackie Doyle, but there's a key action there where he's seen a gap of a service where a service user died. It wasn't at the fault of a piece of telecare. It wasn't at the fault of a piece of technology. It was about process. It was the process between calls coming into a centre and how they were relayed to the ambulance service, and the gap between the communication. So there's a major piece of work happening from TSA with Department of Health, and looking and working with the ambulance services about what that is. This minister actually said that regulation, there's a huge gap, and the quality and safety of standards is really paramount. So we've now got recognition at that senior level with Department of Health and the new minister to write out to all local authorities and CCGs across the country to make sure that you're considering this. So I've set the scene. Steve's going to go into a lot more detail about what we're doing and what our new white paper will entail. But I just want to leave you with this thought. We come together locally, but nationally on the 16th and 17th of October, a lot of the tech best practice across the country, whether that's service or whether that's new technology, come together in a two-day event. The Innovation Agency will be there, as well as lots of other AHSNs, but lots of examples about best practice at its best. So take a look at that, catch the stand, and I'll just pass you over now to Steve, who will talk in a bit more detail about the collaborative work that we're doing.